Good afternoon. Is this work?
Yes.
So, thank you for your patience. We have a quorum. And just in case I forget, please have a wonderful holidays and a happy and healthy new year. And now for the stuff. Let us begin with approval of the agenda. Any additions? Okay.
Betsy Hendry, Provost and Alternate Senator from the Social Sciences. I would like to request that we add a discussion of two academic excellence proposals to new business.
Okay. Any objections? Okay, then we're going to add that at the under new business as item B. The current item B will become C. The current item C will become D. Any other additions, amendments, objections? Okay. Any objections to the agenda as amended? Seeing none, we'll accept it then. Okay. Approval of the academic meeting minutes of November 8th. Any amendments, questions, comments, objections? Seeing none, it is passed. There are no special, announcements, administrative reports, and memorials. Are there any announcements? Okay, seeing none, let us go ahead. There are no special motions, so committee reports. Undergraduate Curriculum Committee.
Move the minutes of the November 8th Undergraduate Curriculum Committee meeting. Ask for unanimous consent.
Any objections? Comments, amendments? Seeing none, it's approved. Graduate Curriculum Committee meeting minutes dated November 14th.
This is somewhat complicated. I'd like to make motions. One is to move acceptance items 1A through E, B, 5A, and 5C. All new course changes program.
Okay. Any objections, questions? See none, it's approved. Oh, wait. I'm sorry.
From accounting, I'm an alternate. I don't understand on the 1A, the new course in accounting is in the current program. We're proposing it to be an elective. We're not changing the program. Better master program. Other course they can take as an elective if they qualified for exemption in the current. There's a new program.
Not a new program, it's a new course.
Correct.
That's what it's with.
Correct, it is. Are you proposing to move it someplace or? Oh, all right, I apologize.
Sorry, no.
Any other objections, questions, concerns? Seeing none, it's approved.
And then I'd like to move acceptance of items 4, 5B, and 5D. These are respectively programs. Item 4 is in MS in Texas. Item 5B is SED in and item 5D proposal to add online delivery Postmaster's Advanced Certificate Early Childhood and Adolescence.
Any objections, questions, comments? Seeing none, it's approved. Elections Committee report. Simone, could you either bend in or lift up or step down on a step and sort of get closer to the mic and say, oh.
I've been this height since I was 11 years old.
Okay.
Okay, nominations to begin. 12:01 a.m. on Sunday, February 17th of 2019 through March 2nd, 2019, ending at 11:59. The date of record will be February 22nd at 11:59. The election period will start for students on Sunday, April 7th, 12:01 a.m., ending Thursday, April 11th at 11:09 p.m. of 2019. Faculty will begin on Sunday, February 7th at 12:01 a.m., ending Saturday, 11:59 on 4th.
Any objections, questions, comments? Please go to the mic.
Alternative, Senator, Representative, was here for Janelle Moy. I just had a question. I noticed that the dates for the student elections don't coincide with the faculty elections, so I guess here what I'm just asking, if the faculty elections are into Saturday, student elections be into Saturday as well.
Please, Simone.
No objection. I'm sorry for being so tears up and fighting to further day. But I have no objection. Faculty election.
Did you make a motion or were you making an inquiry?
Present that at the next meeting. General inquiry. We'll present that at the next meeting. General inquiry.
It was just a question. Okay. Okay. Any objections? Seeing none, it's approved. And just a little note about the faculty election, just as a sort of side thing. Most faculty senators are elected by their departments. The few faculty that are elections that are governed by the elections committee are those that are at large and divisional ones, I think. Yeah, okay, just for clarification, if you remember being elected by your department and you suddenly feel inauthentic, no, it's all kosher. Okay. Nominating committee report dated December 6, 2018. There are copies up here if there were none in your packet.
There is a correction. Are you getting the form? Marcella?
No, not yet. Just the nominating committee report as you have it. That comes in under old business. Okay.
Asking for the unanimous report.
Any objection? Okay. Thank you. Now,
I would like to nominate Dr. Marcella Parra for the at-large seat on the nomination committee.
Okay. Any other nominations? Seeing none, the secretary will cast one ballot for Dr. Para as the at-large representative on the nominating committee. And just so you have a bigger picture, the nominating committee proposes all of the folks for positions on our committees. And through the nominating committee report, with the exception of the nominating committee itself. That has to be done from the floor, which is what just happened just now. Old business. Nominations to the nominating committee, the math and natural science and the social science remain open, and the students, the social science position remains open. Are there any nominations for these positions? Okay. Yes. Seeing none, let us go ahead then. To new business. Election of faculty member to the UFS. So this requires, again, a bit of explanation. Besides our Academic Senate here at Queens, all the other CUNYs have Senate, either bicameral structure like ours, where we have an academic senate and a PMB, or a single house structure of some kind of faculty senate. Each of those sends representatives to the bigger world senate, the university faculty senate, which includes representation from all of the colleges in CUNY. To be in our system here at Queens, the way that you get nominated for that is you must first submit a petition with 10 faculty names on it, which Joseph Pastore in the math department has done, and then be nominated from the floor, after which if there are any other nominations, we would have an election at which only faculty would vote, since it's the faculty senate, not the university faculty senate, rather than the university student senate. So are there any nominations? Did you all hear that? Okay. Please, you don't have to walk up those stairs. Come have this. Okay, any other nominations for University Faculty Senate? Seeing none, it's approved. Excellence fees, Provost Elizabeth Hendry.
I have two proposals for academic excellence fees that I'd like to present to you, but first of all, let me explain academic excellence fees to you, for those of you who may not be familiar. CUNY has a provision that graduate programs may choose to charge academic excellence fees to students. As the name implies, the fees are entirely invested back in the program and are to support the quality of the program, particularly in programs that may have additional needs to provide services to students. And the procedure by which they get approved is they get submitted, the college submits them to the Board of Trustees for approval, and they specify that we consult first with both the students in the program as well as faculty and student leaders. And Professor Brody mentioned the bicameral nature of our governance, and so we have provided that we consult both with the Academic Senate, and we've established a committee of the PMB to look at academic excellence fees. So the two, and I have copies if anybody's interested, not enough to pass around entirely. I have two sets of academic excellence fees that I'd like to discuss with you, and I welcome questions and comments. The first is academic excellence fees for the so-called EPP, education. I never remembered. I'm sorry. It's basically the education unit, the division of unit, plus all the other teacher education programs across the college. It's a $25 per credit fee for all of these programs, with the exception of the program in TESOL, which already has a $25 per credit academic excellence fee, and the programs in music, which have a higher academic excellence fee already in place, since they have greater needs for investment for support for their graduate students. This would support needs for preparing students for certification, overseeing field plays, all the kinds of extra support that we want to provide to our graduate students who are training to be teachers, counselors, and so forth. We feel that this, we are, compared to private institutions, a very affordable alternative. This is a relatively modest fee, but one that will allow us to better support our students. And I would point out that our sister college, CUNY, Hunter College CUNY, has, I believe, $50 a credit for all of their programs. And the second is for the proposed post-baccalaureate pre-health certificate program. And this is a new program that I believe the Senate has already approved. If not, it's going through a parallel approval process. What we have found is that there are a number of students who are looking to change career paths. Either they've been out of college for a while and they decide they'd like to go into health professions, or perhaps they change their minds after graduating from college but did not have the in either case, they don't have the necessary coursework to enter medical or other health profession programs. And what was happening, and I'll explain a little bit the rationale for the program, and then that will explain why I think the fee is needed as well. What we found is in the past that these students were coming in and their only avenue really was to take a second baccalaureate. It might be in biology or chemistry, but really the set of courses that they needed was not the major in biology or the major in chemistry. It was a particular set of courses depending on whether they wanted to go into medicine, veterinary school, dentistry, or whatever. So we have now we'll be establishing this post-baccalaureate program to allow them to get that preparation with tracks according to the type of health profession they want to go into. This is, by its nature, a program that requires a lot of counseling, help for and students applying to medical school or other schools, mentoring, and so forth. And the fee that is proposed is $50 per credit for resident students and $90 per credit for non-resident students. Again, we are a very affordable alternative compared to private post-baccalaureate pre-health programs, and this will enable us to better support the quality of the program. And so I'm happy to answer questions about either one of them, and we also have representatives from both areas that can answer questions.
Alan Ludman, Senator at Large, but speaking as undergraduate advisor for the geology major. I understand we are part of the education unit. Since we have students who major in a Bachelor of Arts in Geology and also in secondary education, are part of the education unit, their degree says Geology 7 to 12.
These are graduate programs only. Otherwise, you'd be right. Any other questions or comments? Thank you very much.
Thank you very, very much for talking about explaining it. And there are a few copies of the documents here, and should we run out, I have PDFs of these documents. Just email me if you would. Okay. Our next speaker is Christopher Vickery, General Education at QC. Thank you.
I'm going to go to the next slide. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I'm going to go to the next slide.